It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hi, Sam. Nice to have you back.
Hi. Yeah, sorry I was gone for a bit. I've been quite sick, but I'm here now.
The good thing about being sick means you can utilise your love of television.
That is true.
I bet you didn't, though. You just sat there and just read a book or something?
I kept going out. That's why I got more sick.
You sound like my flatmate.
Yeah, I make the dumbest choices when I'm sick.
Maybe I'll just go and sweat it out somewhere.
Go to a gig. I'll break my fever there.
I feel awful. I'll spread my pox there.
Yeah, I'm the reason why the plague is going to come back to New Zealand.
Sam, let's talk your chosen subject's television. Let's talk television. Let's talk a TV show called?
It's called A Million Little Things.
What is it?
So basically, I do this weird thing when I'm really bored where I watch all the TV trailers for that week, or for like movie trailers as well, in one big supercut on YouTube. Like, it's like a 30-minute long video, so I just watch all the trailers.
And it can be quite satisfying though, can't it? Quite exciting.
Yeah, because you get to see like everything that's possibly going to come out in the next few months. And I watched this trailer like 3 months ago, and it made me cry. And I was like, oh, I've got to watch it then. But remember, everything makes you cry. So like, this isn't like a standout thing. And this show is basically about like friends whose lives are turning to shit. You've got Eddie, who's trying to leave his marriage and he's got having an affair. Rome's a character who's got a great life, but he's trying to kill himself. Gary is a breast cancer survivor, because men can get breast cancer too.
Sure can.
1% of the world, don't forget that, guys. But their friend John, who is like basically their optimist, their glue, like their like leader, all of that, like got a great life. Everything seems so good. He's so happy. He commits suicide.
Oh.
And it's like, what happened? Why did this happen? And basically it follows their journey of acceptance and grief and loss and stuff like that. And they've all got wives and families and they're all like dealing with that kind of stuff. And it's cool, but it's really just like kind of heavy handed and like not the best. Like,
what were you hoping it was going to be? You're hoping it was going to be, well, some like an illumination on humanity?
Well, kind of like, so the first show I ever did for this show was This Is Us, which is a great ensemble cast drama TV show about loss and stuff with a great diverse cast. And it does loss and grief so much better than this show does. And it, like, every review I've seen has been like, this show is like a poor man's This Is Us, which is so just not what you want. You don't want to be that. You want to be,
like,
want
to be a poor man's anything in reviews.
You really don't. And like, it has like one good, like the beginning part's like kind of cool, and they're like, oh, you know, we're mates, we don't talk about anything, toxic masculinity, like this is what men should talk
about.
It's
an American show.
Yeah, and it tries to focus on like that whole idea that men don't
series,
talk enough.
Series or a movie?
Series.
Series.
Series. There's only 3 episodes out, and I watched them all, and I'm kind of like, meh. But basically, it's like the show's structure
I'll
follows.
I'll give it to you though, Sam, you give it a good go. Three, if you admit about it, you're giving it 3 hour-long eps?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to make sure it's not good before I say it's not good, because I hate being like, this is bad, and then missing out.
Yeah. And having to come back to it last minute when everyone else is going, man, it's awesome. And you go, hang on a second, they have, oh, it is too.
And then like all our BFM listeners that don't watch it and then tanks. And
hey, thinking about the listeners first. Thank you very much.
Appreciate exactly. And it's pretty sad. Like it's not like a fun topic, but it's also like makes you cry a little bit, which is good. But I mean, just, it could have been so much better. Like, there's this little bit where it's like there's like a mystery surrounding his death, because his assistant gets like a note and she just hides it from everyone else, and she's got like this whole thing going on with his inheritance and stuff. I'm like, that could be a really cool drama, but they give her like a minute of screen time per episode, and it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like they could do the why done it kind of thing of The Sinner, where it's like, why did this happen? But they don't really go hard into the whole like everything's sad, but there's happiness in everything. Kind of just like follows them like chatting to each other, and then it seems like the writers just run out of stuff to say, and they're like, oh, how do we finish this tense interaction? And they just go like, oh, why did he do this? And then that's the end of the whole conversation, and it's like, it's just a bit lazy.
This is not making me want to watch this this TV show.
No.
Sam, I think, but I appreciate the review.
So should we talk about Chief Stables instead?
Yes.
Oh my God, Chess.
So
stopped you in the middle of frantic
there,
texting then, didn't it?
If any listeners out there have seen Chef's Table and can advise Mikey to watch it, you don't like cooking shows, do you?
I've just been burned, by, excuse the pun, by just too much competition chefing. I couldn't be.
It's
I couldn't give a toss.
It's
I couldn't
not
give
competition
a. No, but
chefing.
The thing is, it's put me off cooking. And it's put me off watching people
do
cook
you,
and hearing about cooking.
Do you
I
cook?
Like to eat. I like to. I can't cook very well. I can't cook very well.
See, is this the crux?
No, just
are you a lazy man?
No. Point your finger at me, pal. I am a lazy man.
He's but that doesn't.
I also have massive attention deficit, I think, too, because I tend to. I find it very hard to just not walk away from things.
This is the most engaging show I've watched in a long
time. Oh, my God. Do you want to try and sell
because
it to me more?
I get very tired in the evenings, and so it takes a lot in a show to keep me awake.
I will watch Chef's Table if you watch Gomorrah on Netflix.
Yep, that's
it. Yeah, what's this Gomorrah thing about?
It's an Italian, not a mafia drama, because that makes it sound like a mix of sound like they do not mafia, but it's actually one of the greatest shows I've ever watched. I'm so captivated by it.
Wow!
It's modern, set in modern day Naples, and it's actually quite. There was a movie originally many years ago, and then this is the series. The quality of it is absolutely exceptional, and the characters are phenomenal. And I think it's on about the third series. The first season is all that's on Netflix now. I rewatched the first season the other night, and I just was like. I think I watched three, and then I just watched 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
Just like, every single second I could, you know?
Yeah.
Every single second that there was a moment that I could. Even at one stage, and I'm not going to lie to you, I went around to a friend's house, I was waiting for them, and I'm in their driveway watching a bit of it on my phone.
No.
Come on. Calm down. And it's got subtitles. So calm down. I mean,
wait, so it's in...
It's in Italian, yeah.
Oh, I hate reading things when I'm watching TV.
No, but it's so good.
Chef's Table, a lot of it is in subtitles too.
Oh, God, I want to text while I watch TV.
Well, you... No, you don't.
Can't do that.
Don't.
No, I mean, you can do Lord. Other things. Once you get the gist of it and you sort of tell whose voice is who and then you can, you know.
Anyway, but well, I'll...
Chef's Table, is in English, is it?
Some of it, most of it's not. Most of it's not, actually. I'm not even sure if some of it is. But start from volume 5, episode 1.
Volume 5?
Wait, how many... What is the volume is about?
I think instead of seasons, because it's not.
How
many seasons?
Once you get your chefing, do you get like a free episode or something like that? How many is that?
What?
Once you pass your chefing certificate.
Yeah, my mate Tony down the road works for the fish and chip shop. He's got one too.
It's going to be in volume 38.
You've got assumptions about what this is about, but you're off the mark.
It's going to be about chefs and their journeys.
They're going to say food brings people together.
Because
no one has because said that yet. No
they
one
will
has said
say that.
Do you know why? Do you know
they
why? Do you know what it's like?
Tess,
it's
this. Together,
it's this thing where, you know how on reality shows, especially the competition chefing ones, they have to have a story. Everyone's got to have a... You know, I got into this because, you know, it's my mother, my dearly
you
past mother.
You are talking about
blah,
this.
Blah, 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 blah. Everyone's got a story, you know?
You need to see it.
There's
you
no,
need to see
you know,
it.
It's the same as if you've seen Project Runway. When someone walks
it's
in, they
like
go, look, it's, here comes, see, comes old Nobby McNobnob. And everyone goes, wow! And they all look at each other. Isn't that cool? I can't believe it. It's amazing.
Excuse me. Nobby McNobnob was my favorite person on that show, so do not talk any
crap
about him.
But you're not allowed to be a quiet person.
You can't just be like I
you
just
can't speak quiet. You might
these
be the greatest
people,
chef in Australia, but you're not going to win the mic.
These people are quiet.
No chefs are quiet.
Yes, they are.
Not in the kitchen. You ever worked for a chef? They're cocks.
They are cocks.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well,
so Chef's Table on Netflix. Gomorrah on Netflix.
I've told you.
You watch Gomorrah. You watch Gomorrah. I'll watch Chef's Table.
So you're gonna
how long episodes are watched episode for episode?
Yep. So you're going to come in tomorrow and you will have watched episode 1 of Chef's Table.
Wait, no, can we wait till next week when I'm back in?
Because
I
want to
watch. I'll watch one of each and then I'll also review another show, so we can come to it.
Right on, yeah, deal.
We can do like a comeback to after the show.
Okay, great radio, great watching TV. Everybody watch TV, but also listen to the radio all the time. And if you do listen to the radio, at least suggest 95BFM.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.